Yo.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Ma'am, I have a question here. I'm looking back through my bank statements. What outfit is this? Can you tell me?
This is, you say what? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
What company is this?
This is a third-party company, sir, that sells over
It's.
thousands of products for different companies.
Well, I have a thing that's showing on my bank account statement back November 7th. It was called Affordable Elect.
Okay, sir, may I please have your zip code?
My zip code is 55352.
55352. That's correct.
Correct.
Thank you.
And for the life of me, I can't think of anything I purchased. I've been known to be wrong before, so I'm just checking it out.
May I have your first and last name?
The first and last name
Mm-hmm.
would be Donald Gleeden. That's Gleeden.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, sir?
Donald. First name, last name is Gleeden.
Okay, can you please verify the address for me for security purposes?
It'd be 1600 Spring Lake Circle, Jordan, Minnesota, 55352. I just want to know what this product was.
Okay, sir, give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
What's that?
I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
I want to know what the product was.
Okay, sir, it says here that on September 30th, you enter into a sweepstakes to win something, and you were charged $5.74. And that's the reason you were being charged $67.32 and $39.99 is because you did not cancel your account.
Say this again. I did not understand a word you said. What was the product?
You enter into a sweepstakes, sir, on September 30th to win
Oh,
something.
I did not. I did not.
It says generator. You
Yeah,
didn't.
that's. Yeah,
Okay, sir, you entered the sweepstakes to win a generator. That's correct.
that's right. I remember that.
Okay, sir, and the reason you're being charged $67.32 and $39.99 is because you did not cancel your account. And it said in the terms and conditions by you clicking the order now button, what would happen if you did not cancel the account?
Well, ma'am, I'll tell you what, that money gets refunded back in my account today, or I'm going to the Better Business Bureau because I never ordered a thing and I did not authorize you charging my account for
You did
$67.36.
authorize it, and as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund
You
for
can offer
both
me what?
a 50% refund for both of those
Okay, you know
charges.
what? You know what? I just went through this last week with another person. I'm be changing my credit card and I'll tell you, I'm taking this. I get a full refund, or I'm going to the Better Business Bureau. This is fraud. It's absolute fraud. You know the funny part about it? The company I called back last week to get that canceled was the same company as this. The same answering machine, the whole ball of wax. I want a full discount on this within 5 days or Better Business Bureau. I don't care. This is fraud.
Sir, I can offer you a 50% refund, sir.
No, I want a $67.36 refunded to my account. This is fraud.
Okay, sir, have you already spoken to your bank about this?
Have I spoken to what?
To your bank.
No, I spoke to him about the one last week. You guys are pulling fraud here, is what you're doing.
Have you disputed it?
Have I what?
Disputed it.
No, if I dispute it, I go in, I can dispute it, the bank will dispute it, and the bank will get my money back, then I have to change my credit card again. And I'm going to do that if I have to. I want this money back. That is fraud, I'm sorry. I realize you have a job to do. This is fraud.
Okay, sir.
I want you the same thing.
I see that you called in on the 1st.
On what? The 1st of December? Yeah, now it's for a different thing.
Okay, sir, what
date? That was
date?
For $39.90.
Okay,
what's that?
Okay, sir, what date of the charge you're talking about?
11/07, November 7th, on the $67.36. I just went through my account yesterday. That's when I found this crap.
Okay, sir. I can give you a full refund. Give me one moment. Okay, sir, I have refunded you $67.32. It should be back into your account no more than 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Say that again, please. A little slower.
I refunded you $67.32.
I got 36, but that's all right. I'm only going to argue for 4 cents. That's fine.
I'm sorry, sir. Can you repeat that?
I said... You said 67.32, is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, well, my bank shows 67.36, but that's all right. Don't worry about that.
It should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am, but that I'm going to be watching it for it. And matter of fact, I am going to go in and change my credit card. That's ridiculous. I thank you. Don't mean to vent to you. I know you have a job to do. But that is out-and-out fraud. It really is.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Yes, I'll be watching for the refund. Okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.